Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Once again, we're going to make the very convenient trip to Flushing Town Hall at in Flushing, New York, in Queens. And our guest again this year is Ellen Kodatic, who's the Executive Director of Flushing Town Hall. Ellen, thank you for coming by our studios. I don't know how you've missed us all these years. We've caught up with you on a handful of occasions, but thank you for coming by China America Radio.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me. And I have to say, your studio is really wonderful.
Oh, thank you. People like it. It's a nice, quiet little place that we come and hang out. We try to pay attention to the feng shui, make sure everything works. But speaking of works, you guys have been working on the new season for Flushing Town Hall, and that's what you're here to tell us about. So why don't you give us the lowdown on a little bit about the background of Flushing Town Hall, first of all, for our listeners that may just be joining us for their premiere debut listening experience.
Sure, I'd be very happy to. Flushing Town Hall is actually a historic building that's 155 years old. It's a quite beautiful building, and it's used now as a center for the arts. So we have galleries on the first floor, a beautiful theater on the second floor, and a garden. And all of those spaces are used for performing and visual arts programs all year long.
And you've been involved with it for how long?
I'm actually in my 10th year now.
Wow, wow. So you've seen a lot of growth and a lot of maturity, I think, over those 10 years.
Yes, we have. Yes, especially in our education programs.
Well, you have as you just mentioned, you have an interesting venue because you have a performing arts space or two, and then you also have gallery space. So you've got your left hand and your right hand are both keeping pretty busy with new events.
That's correct. And even in our galleries, we do performances as well. So we use the entire facility for programming.
And then you also have interactive activities, and you use the outside as well.
That's right. Sometimes we use the garden for workshops or for festivals, and every now and then a wedding party or a cocktail party.
How far out front do you have to start working on your season? Obviously, you've got beautiful ancillary materials that you hand out to people. The brochures are lovely, but that takes a lot of planning and finger crossing and hopefully things that don't go wrong. But how far out do you really have to start nailing the season down?
Well, we're finishing fall 2018 and spring 2019. I'd say over the next 2-3 months. So we work pretty far out. We have a lot to deal with contracts and negotiating with artists and making sure we get the word out for our program. So it's a pretty long lead time.
Do you have a conscientious sense of balance about the types of things that you present and the types of cultural experiences that people will have over the course of the whole season?
We definitely do. Our mission as an organization is to present programming from all around the world as a way to bring people together. And so because our facility is located in Queens, which is the most diverse county in America, there's around 168 languages spoken. Obviously, we can't represent every single 168 language, but we try to make sure that our programming is balanced throughout the year with a mix of work from different parts of the world.
So you have like a checklist, or you fill in the box when you've got one covered and you move on to the next one?
There's sort of a yes and no answer to that. We know, for example, because we're in Flushing, that there's a very high degree of community members from China, from Taiwan, from Beijing, from Hong Kong, from Korea. But if you head in the other direction towards Jackson Heights and Elmhurst Corona, suddenly the community is Bangladeshi, Pakistani, Colombian, Peruvian, Dominican, Ecuadorian. And so we try, when we're looking at programming, to make sure that we have a balance of programs, looking at all those different cultures first.
So let's look at what you have coming up, at least during the first part of the upcoming season. Mm-hmm. When does your season actually kick off, and what do you have up front to kind of tantalize everybody?
Sure. Well, we actually kicked off our season last week with our monthly jazz jam, where musicians come to hang out and to play with one another. We're one of the few jams in Queens, and so that's always a lot of fun. So some of the examples of things that are coming up at Flushing Town Hall include tropical salsa dancing. We have dance lessons. There'll be a wonderful concert of this award-winning band. We have the Moth Story Slam, which is coming up again. Very excited to be bringing back the New York Classical Players, who are Korean classical musicians. And Something very special is a group called the Garifuna Collective, and they're coming in from Honduras and Belize. And the Garifuna language is actually an endangered language, and there's not that many people left in the world that speak Garifuna anymore. So we're bringing in this group that's traveling around the world, showcasing Garifuna music, and we're very, very excited to bring that back. And, of course, we always are the site for Carnegie Hall Neighborhood Concerts, so we have a great swing orchestra coming up.
Oh, that'll be nice.
And we'll have dance lessons. So, you know, you can tell from that that what we bring in is very eclectic and very mixed.
And you're not afraid to mix and match a little bit. I've seen artists from one part of the planet performing on stage with artists from another part of the planet.
That's right.
Very intricate stuff.
That's actually one of our favorite programs. It's called Global Mashups. And we bring together groups from totally different countries. And we have dance lessons from each country. Both bands play separately, and then they play together. And once again, it's a way to really focus on our mission, which is to bring people together through the arts. So Global Mashups, as one example, is a very fun, easy, accessible way for people to come together.
Ellen Kadatic is our guest on China America Radio on our Spectrum program, telling us all about the upcoming season at Flushing Town Hall, which, by the way, you can look at their website, which is flushingtownhall.org. And as we look ahead, you also have a couple of annual events like your bazaar, places where people can come buy stuff and eat food and things of that sort. Do you have a couple of those on the docket for this year?
Yes, we do. Well, one thing that we have coming up is our annual Diwali festival. And this year we've got another spin on it. Usually we work with Abba Roy, who's one of our teaching artists in our education program. She is an award-winning Kathak dancer and teacher, and she usually curates our Diwali festival with food and henna painting and performances. And this year we're also working with DJ Reka, who many people know from Basement Bhangra. And so she's going to introduce a hip-hop, fresh, contemporary aspect to our Diwali festival.
So we know what you have going on. Let's see how we can get people there. Tell me a little bit about your pricing, membership, that sort of thing. What's the underpinning, you know, financing that you guys count on from the audience when they come to see your events?
Well, many of our programs are free to the community. Some of them are free to members with a modest ticket price. 2 to 3 times a year we have a program that is higher priced, and that tends to be our annual Jazz Masters programs, where we bring jazz legends and national treasures to our stage, and those tend to be a higher ticket price. We average between $10 to $16 a ticket. And again, many programs are free to members. We have a variety of different membership packages. And what's great about Flushing Town Hall is we're also an affiliate member of the Smithsonian in Washington. And for those of people who are not aware, the Smithsonian is the largest museum in the world. They have an incredible collection that's millions and millions and millions of artifacts, and we are a member of this very prestigious organization. So when someone becomes a member of Flushing Town Hall, they also automatically become a member of the Smithsonian.
And the Smithsonian has venues all over the United States.
That's
as
correct.
Well as the big museum in Washington, D.C.
That's correct.
So that's always nice to know, a little extra bang for your buck when the time comes. Again, the Flushing Town Hall, the website is just what it says, flushingtownhall.org. It's the only one that I know of. And what are you looking for? You were mentioning just a minute ago that you're already putting the finishing touches on some of the things for next year. You want to tease us with just nothing specific, but some very interesting things that people can look forward to seeing in the future?
Sure, I'd love to. Well, especially in our spring season, that's when we bring in our global mashups. So we're going to have 5 of those, and they're always a lot of fun. People dance and they sing and they have a great time listening to music from different countries. And in the springtime, that's when we really focus on our family programming. So we have a program coming in from England called Polar Bears Go Up. We have an incredible sand artist who's coming in from Spain named Borja Gonzalez. We're bringing in music from Mexico. Again, we're looking at programming from all around the world. So it's not only on our family program, on our adult program, but also on our children's and school programming.
And speaking of which, I understand you're also participating in a free teen type of promotion for this year.
That's right. A number of months ago, New York City School Chancellor Carmen Farina asked cultural organizations to think about how they could encourage teenagers to come to arts organizations on their own. Of course, when children are little, they're coming with their parents or grandparents. Once they get into college, they're coming on their own. But then you have this middle section that gets lost in a way. And so we decided at Flushing Town Hall that we were going to make all of our programming free for teenagers. So any teen between the ages of 13 to 19 years old, all they have to do is bring their school ID, and they will get in free to any of our programs.
That sounds like a wonderful idea. I greatly appreciate that. Hey, Ellen, it's been great to talk to you. We'll maybe catch up somewhere mid-season when you have some other special announcements. We always look forward to people who are performing at Flushing Town Hall to also stop by our studios and share some time with them. But thank you very much, and have a great season. Break a leg.
Great. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.